5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. By the way, holding steady right around 85 degrees. I think the overnight low is going to be down around 70. Not terrible. It's not terrible. A little more rain moving in towards the end of the week. And you know what was nice? I've got to say this. The weekend, remember they kept telling us it's a washout. Everything's going to be washed out. Don't even think about going outside. I mean, we had some downpours, but man. I don't know about you. I was able to get out and about. It's pretty nice. I mean, it's, you know, no village in upstate New York, but it ain't bad for a little southern town where I am. But we're looking at what's going on in L.A., and I'm trying to make heads or tails of it. I'm hearing from the president. I'm hearing from Tom Homan. We just heard from Rob Chadwick, retired out of Quantico, charge of the tactical unit up there. And Jimmy Galliano joins us. Jimmy is my go-to guy, as you know, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, graduate of a West Point, and somebody who knows more about law enforcement and procedures than pretty much anybody I know. Jimmy, thank you for being here, sir.
My man, as soon as the bat signal went up, when I heard that someone sent you a nasty email, I said, I am here for my guy, Jeff Katz.
Jimmy, I'm telling you, know, people argue about that Oxford comma, right, in advanced English classes, and I'm thinking all I need is one comma. Am I the potbelly Jew boy, in which case, well, maybe I got to work on something, or are you saying you are, in which case I'm going to give you inspiration to live better? I mean, I just don't know which way to go.
Jeff, it's the power of positive thinking. You've always adhered to that, and I would stick with that. Just think positively.
All right. Well, I am positive that Potbelly is long gone. So I am good to go on this. All right, my friend, you are looking, as we all are, at Los Angeles federal law enforcement agents under attack. The governor says, hey, there's nothing going on here. Everything is fine, even as there are all sorts of awful images in the background. So you tell me what really is going on and what should be the response.
Let's unpack it. Okay. So this is exactly the reason why back in the mid-'80s, two brilliant professors, Kelling and Williams, came up with this idea about broken windows. Yep. Broken windows suggests that if you let the small things fester, if you let them proliferate, if you allow pickpockets, if you allow quote-unquote broken windows, and you know you allow the decay of public order, you are going to invite serious crime. Jeff, this is a mob, and mobs become emboldened, and I heard Mr. Chadwick say it earlier, that you know when people get into a mob, they tend to act out and do things that they wouldn't normally do if they were by themselves, because mobs become living organisms. And the problem with that is that we have tolerated them for far too long. And Jeff, I go as far back as 1991 in the FBI's New York City office when the Crown Heights riots happened, and 1992 out in L.A. again, where the Rodney King riots happened. The response was much different. And here's the thing, and this is what I want to unpack, because people argue this all the time on social media. Jimmy, you want to step on people's First Amendment rights. We have a right to protest. Sure you do. You don't have a right to point lasers at the eyes of law enforcement officers. You don't have the right to graffiti all over federal buildings. You don't have the right to drop cinder blocks and throw rocks off of overpasses so that you injure and maim police officers. You don't. And in fact, people think that the First Amendment, which affords us the right to free speech and the right to worship how we want to and the right to public assembly, they don't understand that you still have to follow all applicable laws, Jeff. So if I want to step out in the middle of the road and prevent an ambulance from going by because I want to protest climate change, I am breaking the law. And that's where this breaks down, Jeff, because people will argue, well, Martin Luther King Jr. and the civil rights marchers, they didn't get permits. They also didn't attack police. Different time, different motive. What's going on right now is people are protesting the lawful and legal conduct of law enforcement in this country. And Jeff, as I say often, and I'm an optimist at heart, but it's going to get worse before it gets better.
That is what we all fear, Jimmy. Jimmy Galliano joining us, retired supervisory special agent for the FBI. That is what we all fear. We have these turf wars going on that it, in some universe somewhere, I guess it makes sense. But I watch the coverage of the chief of the Los Angeles Police Department. I don't know the guy, and I don't know if he's up from the ranks or from somewhere else. But he said, look. Number one, this seems like it's just like an L.A. thing that you have to do. He says, you know, we're not involved in any way with enforcing federal law, meaning they're not helping ICE to do this, that, or the other. However, we have declared an unlawful assembly. Everybody's got to go, and we are charged with enforcing that. I've heard rumblings from CHP guys, California Highway Patrol guys, that there's some big skirmishes in Northern California because the governor doesn't want any CHP presence. And those guys, literally with boots on the ground, are like, no, this is what we do. You have Governor Newsom saying he's going to sue President Trump for federalizing the National Guard. Is it possible? Oh, and it just did. 500 Marines are also headed on their way to L.A. coming up from, San Diego. So is it possible for the agencies to work together, or is this just all political stuff that's going to get in the way?
Well, I mean, there's never a problem with law enforcement agencies working together. Yes, it's the politics. And I can speak to this having, you know, recently become a reformed and recovering politician. and look, having served as a mayor in an upstate New York village, much smaller than the city of Los Angeles. But, Jeff, what if I decided in my village in upstate New York that I was not going to allow federal officers to enforce any gun laws? So if they come in and they decide to arrest somebody for a silencer, arrest somebody for a pistol with an obliterated serial number on it, or somebody with, you know, large capacity magazines, or somebody that's filed off a sear and turned a semi-automatic rifle into an automatic rifle, what happens if I said, nope, we are not going to support the ATF, the FBI, or anyone else in this jurisdiction? Jeff, that's anarchy. That is absolute anarchy, and that's what this is. The problem is that we've just tolerated it for so long that now that we're trying to turn it back, I mean, you know, the fact that over the last 4 years during the Biden administration, I mean, people were actually encouraged. I'll pull up the clips of then-candidate Biden saying to people, surge to the border. Well, they did. And what happened is, and again, the vast majority of them are good people, but they're overwhelming the system. Our system is not built to take all of these extra people into account. Right. And now what happens is Trump decides, hey, we're going to go after the worst of the worst. However, if we're conducting a raid and we're going after the worst of the worst, and you happen to be undocumented as well, an illegal alien as well, you are going to get swept up in the process. And that's what people are losing their minds for in these blue cities. And, Jeff, like I said, it's going to get worse before it gets better. What's going on in California right now, even in my state in New York, you know, there's a reason why our two states, California and New York, lead the country in out-migration. People are moving to other places. Where? Places that are safer and places where people respect the rule of law, and that is currently not going on right now in Los Angeles, California.
Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent for the FBI, joining us. Jimmy, what about the deployment of resources? There are some of the questions that are being raised, and Rob Chadwick actually raised one. He says, you know, when we're surging law enforcement to the riot locations, people need to remember that means that your part of town is probably losing X number of officers. Now, LAPD, it's a huge agency. The sheriff's office, huge agency. But nonetheless, they're pulling people out of regular patrol stuff to deal with this. And perhaps the very same people who are rooting for the rioters could very well find themselves subject to abuse from the rioters.
Let's go back to the summer of love, Jeff, in 2020. What happened that summer? Billions of dollars worth of damage. Billions with a B. And you know who got hurt the worst, Jeff? Small businesses and the Democrats. And again, you know, I'm trying not to make this political, but it's hard to look at urban areas and big cities, because they're typically run by Democrats, that allowed this to happen, that sat by and allowed it to happen, because the people needed to act out. And Jimmy, it's just property. But if you're some, you know, small immigrant family that came here the right way, and you open up a grocery store, and you're working your butt off, you're in there at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you're shutting down and sweeping out at 10 o'clock at night, and your place gets torched or looted, Jeff, the ripple effect that has for generations, it's unconscionable that we're not providing and affording those folks a safe place to live. So, you know, look, Jeff, what can we do? I'll give you two quick ones.
Okay.
One is, from now on, when you break the law, and again, we have some of these laws on the books and they're not enforced. If you break the law while you're wearing a mask, you're going to jail. And we're not going to use the revolving door justice system where you're out the next day or you're out that evening before the ink is even dry on your arrest warrant.
Yep.
So that's number one, because we're allowing these clowns and these buffoons to wear face coverings while they're throwing rocks, pelting buildings and people with, you know, rocks, bricks. These are organized groups. They're finance groups. Antifa is not an idea, Jeff. It is an organization. There, I said it, because everyone else says it the other way. It's not an idea. It's an organization, and we need to start going after them hard. Number two, this might be a little more controversial, but in 2019 in Hong Kong, do you know what the police did there during some civil unrest? They used water cannons with blue dye. And what they did is they sprayed with water. It was harmless, and it didn't hurt anybody. But they sprayed blue dye on people so that they were able to pick them up and identify them afterwards.
Wow.
Jeff, two things. Enforce the mask laws, and maybe consider something like this so that we can identify these people who are cowards because they're acting in groups and they're covering their faces, and maybe that'll slow some of this down.
Brilliant ideas. Jimmy, thank you for being here, my friend. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. And what a great idea. I think that is absolutely well worth considering, the idea of the water cannons with some sort of dye. You're not going to hurt anybody, but they are going to receive a new paint job for a couple of days, making it that much easier to go out and affect lawful arrest. That is something to think about. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.